Good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Cave Studios here in downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you. And it's Saint Sports Weekly again tonight. And we're talking, as the song goes, we're talking basketball.
That's an old one, isn't it?
That's right. But we are. It's basketball night. And we've got royalty in here with us tonight, too, as Ms. Sue Siljebeck is with us. Sue, how are you?
I'm good.
You can pull that closer.
Special game coming up, so I wanted to.
You guys knew we had peanut M&Ms in here. That's why.
That sealed the deal.
I should have turned them down and been disciplined, unlike the athletes are, I guess.
That's right. Now that was one of the two of the best things that were passed around at went back and forth at our White Elephant party were those and a bucket for popcorn.
Wow.
Corey Cox got that one, so he's been doing that. And I brought that in to share with everybody. So
that's nice of you.
Yeah. I do what I can.
You do. You brought me a breakfast pizza that one morning.
That's right. That was so good.
It was the first time I ever had the breakfast pizza from
Hometown's Breakfast Hometown. Pizza.
Never had it until Jeff brought it in.
Change your life.
Oh, that
but
is
it was.
So good.
This is the best. Good. The best is that breakfast pizza from Hometown.
I've never had it.
You've never had it either?
No.
Greasier than a son of a gun, but it is good.
Oh, it is.
He had to like bap it off.
It is so good, though. So good. Yeah, I can tell. They're one of our sponsors, so I can talk a lot about the Hometown pizza, breakfast pizza. But big weekend coming up, Sue.
Yeah, it is. I know Candace is on her way and Joe came out, but, it's our. I'm not passing up Wednesday because obviously you guys still we have a home game Wednesday night.
Right.
One of our most special games is coming up, which is our breast cancer awareness game is coming up Saturday. So just really wanted to come down and talk a little bit about it and get people to come out to the games and support it. We did have the men's game will be at 3 o'clock this time, so it is a little switch, and the women play at 1, and it will also be their senior day, but this will be their last opportunity to really play in memory or support of cancer survivors at Siena Heights University. But also, the bigger thing is that we donate to the Hickman Cancer Center, the funds that go there. So just really was hoping to get people out to come support. Yeah. We have a silent auction. We have bake sales. We are more than happy to take any donations, either money-wise or basket-wise. If anybody, would like to drop something off, we are going to do that too.
Always lots of good baked goodies there.
Yeah, it is. Lori, our trainer, makes two or three things. Joe, your mom makes. Yeah. One time I remember getting, I think it was a red velvet cake.
Yeah.
And, you're supposed to let the people bid on it, but I had a vote for that one. And I won it, and it came with a nice little serving tray, too. But it might have been the best cake I've ever had in my life.
How many years has this been going on? Did we ever decide on?
Well, when I first was here, and Fred was here, and he made me run it for him. just kidding. He's easy to sit here. But we started it with the American Cancer Society and Cynthia Pebble or Peeble.
Okay.
And then, when I was first up here, I really hadn't ingrained myself in the community at that point. It was still early. And then we, maybe the year three or four, we decided to switch it to right here in our own in our own county, and then we brought it to. So I would say this is, making it to June 30th, if I make it to June 30th, who knows what the world brings.
Well, you got to stay here for fluoride.
Yeah, it will be the 22nd year that we've hosted something for the Cancer Awareness Game. And then when Joe came in, obviously, even in the transition, men's basketball has been supportive, but the stuff that he has brought with his wife Angelina and his parents have been a phenomenal tribute and added to the experience for everybody.
Well, I mean, the thing about that with any cancer, it's touched everybody. You know, I mean, it's you can't go anywhere and not know anybody that it hasn't affected in you know, your life or your friends and family's lives. So it's always a special day for that, and it's a nice to be able to reach out and then to be able to keep it local and work with the Hickman Cancer Center as well. And so it's always a great event out there, and it is nice, too, to have the, you know, the guys take part of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I we're fortunate that, you know, we just kind of rode on Sue's coattails and jumped in, and you know, we were happy to help and do anything that we could, you know, to help. And like you said, I think awareness is an understatement. I think everybody's aware, but right. Now I think it's really turned into more of a rally and a support and, you know, and all those kind of things, because like you said, all of us have faced it either directly or indirectly.
Right.
And now it's just a matter of, okay, what can we do to help? How can we help? How can we, you know, most benefit everybody? Even if it's, you know, small things like right. a plate of cookies yeah. or anything like that. Everything helps.
And then it's Aquinas this year. Are they doing anything with it too? I think last year, whoever we were with, I think, did a little something too.
I don't know if it was last year, but it was 2 years ago, I think, when Grace Howergan, my former player, was at Lawrence
That's
Tech.
That's right, right.
Because, you know, she really appreciated part of it for... Well, more than 4 years, because she was on my staff, probably seven, I think. But, you know, Sandy Morley, who was our school counselor, worked out at Hickman. I think she still does. I follow her on Facebook. She's left Siena. And then Melissa Suji, who I think is works for, what's it called, Adrian now, the chamber. You know, they've both been instrumental too, but really sharing with us what the funds have gone for, and that's really what is exciting to me, or, you know, meaningful to me, I should say, is, you know, if somebody is from further, you know, even it's in our county, but like maybe they have a procedure at 6 a.m. or 7, and they will give them, you know, room, you know, money for a hotel.
Right.
Just funds to make any part of that family's life and the patient's life, if it just makes it just a little bit easier because we've been able to donate. I think, Joe, we talked about it last year. I think we're over $25,000 that has been donated to. So, you know, that's what I do. I fight for, Joe fights for and pushes for, when we tell our players to bring stuff in to help donate for baskets, because, you know, it's making the life of somebody hopefully or just a little bit easier that day.
Well, and that's it. We have a new morning show host on Q95, and she's a breast cancer survivor, and she learned about, we did a thing a few months back. There's something called the Pink Fund, and actually it helps people that are in the middle of cancer right now, and helps with, you know, helping with some bills or helping with some food. It's kind of a neat thing, and it doesn't go. I know there's, you know, like what you were saying with Hickman and how that works differently, you know, what this Pink Fund does too. It doesn't do anything for research. There's so many that does it, but it's helping directly with somebody. Correct. You have to put in a
Hickman, the Pink Fund?
It's a national organization, but it's something I'd never heard of either, and so it's kind of a neat thing. Mm-hmm. But it is neat to be able to, you know, not to downplay anybody that does the research, and all the big cancer societies out there does all this stuff, but it is neat when you kind of have some of these grassroots programs too that really you see the impact immediately, and like you said, for a hotel room or something like that, you know, to be able to just see it happen right then and there, it really is kind of a neat thing too, because you can see the impact immediately.
Yeah, you know, and we've had a number of faculty, staff that have worked at Siena too, and then, like, as you say, our county is small enough that you've run into people too that have had treatment at Hickman, and
right.
You know, they're just so gracious that we're doing an event like this, and like I said, it's my favorite game. It's
why don't Jed and Jenny always Ingles?
Well, I was going to say they've donated, the Rima Manufacturing as the sponsorship for our T-shirts.
Right.
They have been such gracious sponsors. I think we were trying to count last year because, or 2 years ago when I knew it was kind of running on my last year, how many years they, because they weren't joined us right. They didn't join us right away.
Right.
But shortly after, because obviously she's a survivor in that spot. And it's not even though it's pink and we think breast cancer, we've really changed it into just cancer awareness as well. I know Joe's dad was battling and thankfully is healthy now a few years back. So anything we can do in that capacity.
Yeah, and because I remember before, too, it wasn't just you guys were doing different colors of things, too, that you were, I know, doing for the guys, you know, not just the pink shirts and stuff.
Yeah, we try and, you know, cover, unfortunately, all the bases, you know, with all the colors. And, you know, like Sue was talking about, my dad is a colon cancer survivor for the past 4 or 5 years and, you know, healthy as a horse now and doing great, but... You know, I remember, I mean, I remember him texting me and, you know, saying I have cancer and, okay, well now, you know, he kind of, you know, attacked it like, you know, he has everything his whole life. Like, all right, what's the game plan? Here's what we're going to do. And, you know, I think even with Hickman and the money is great, but I think another part too is even if people just go and volunteer, like I remember going and sitting with my dad during a treatment, and you know, instead of him just sitting there by himself, and there's obviously, unfortunately, other people that are in there, but just sitting there and just talking, or you know, watching Dan Patrick or whatever, or listening to the Cave, you know, listening to Ian and those guys in the morning, whatever, you know, those kind of things. That just helps. It's one less thing that people have to worry about in a stressful time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a good friend of mine just was diagnosed within the last month with pancreatic cancer, and I mean, so it's just. You know, all of a sudden it's like, whoo, another one that, you know, when it's, you know, affecting and a lot of people with that. And so it's, it is, as you said, you know, it starts out, a lot of people think breast cancer first and everybody wearing the pink and all that. But, it's, there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
And affecting in a lot of different ways. But so get out there 1 o'clock for the women and 3 o'clock for the guys. And so talk a little bit about your side of it since you're in here, Joe, but game for Saturday against Aquinas. I know we got Rochester Christian on Wednesday first.
Yeah, I mean, last time Saints against Saints, you know, and it's always hard, you know, when you're playing against friends, and Coach Pertoy and I have known each other for years, but, you know, we kind of put that aside for 2 hours on a Saturday and get after a little bit. So, you know, I just look forward to, and kind of what Sue was talking about, like the environment is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing environment. So, you know, even though someone has to win and lose, I think winning in the bigger picture on Saturday is really kind of like the end game. But yeah, it's an event. It's, you know, it's just awesome for people who are survivors or going through it for support and encouragement and all those kind of things with two basketball games sprinkled in between it.
Well, looking back, I mean, you had a couple wins, lost a couple wins, now a couple losses. So, what is the thing that you need to do to get back in that W column?
That's a $1 million question, and I got $2 in my pocket. You know, I think the one thing I am pleased with this group is their energy and how they work and the manner in which they do it. It has been great. Every day. You know, last week was a tough week, losing by 4 and then losing by 1. You know, and I told them, and this is just my philosophy, and Sue and I were talking about this morning, is, you know, you can win almost 50% of your games by, you know, going in and out competing and out toughing and out working energy and all that. The other 40% you can win with, you know, scheme and tactics and skill and all that. The last 10% is a fist fight. Mm-hmm. It's a fist fight. And I, the one thing that I told this group today in film that I was really pleased with is, I think over the last 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, I think they've really moved into that 10% with how we've played and how we've competed. Now, the frustrating part is they haven't reaped the rewards for that, you know? So my big challenge for them was, you know, over the next 2 weeks is to stay in that 10%, keep working in that 10% outside, you know, in practice and outside of practice and film, all those kind of things. And, you know, man, I'm just proud of them for that. Saturday hurt. Saturday was a stinger just by the way we played and how we competed during the week. But,
Looking at the box score, know, you outscored him 39-24 in the second half. Yeah. I mean, you put yourself in a big hole, but, man, you dug your way out of it.
Yeah, this is a pretty resilient group. They've been pretty resilient all year, but we just got to figure out a way, and thankfully we still have a little bit of time to do it, to close.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you're not deep at all, and I know that's got to be part of it, is getting into these tough games and you know, not having a deep bench to be able to rely on some of these people.
Not having Josh Wilson as a starting lead guard, I mean, that's a big hit. So we slide Nick Sobush over as a freshman, and Nick has done. So, I'm proud of that kid. That kid, he's tougher than a $2 steak, man. I mean, he is a competitor. He's answered the bell. But, yes, we are about as deep as a mud puddle when it comes to guys coming in off the bench and being able to impact.
Look at you. You got the $2 steak, million-dollar question, only two in your pocket, deep man. As a mud puddle.
Well,
I
get accused all the time by the one who now has the corner office that's in here, as far as being a linguist. I think isn't that it? So I don't know.
Yeah, you're going deep into some of these, so we got again Rochester. That was a tough loss first time around.
Yeah. We went over there beat up too. We didn't have everybody for that game either. So, you know, outside of Josh. We're healthy, and I think the one thing I think this group has done is the second time around, for whatever reason, I think we've been better learning from the film from the first time that we played them, if that makes any sense. So I think it's a learn and apply by experience type of thing, I guess.
That we are also letting it, for appreciation, letting any Lenawee County person with an ID to come to our Wednesday game for free. We would have done it Saturday, but all the gate proceeds go to the Hickman Center. Yeah. So our appreciation, Lenawee County appreciation game will be Wednesday. So with an ID or proof for a family, they all can get into our Wednesday night game for free for Lenawee County.
Yeah, and again, that's against Rochester Christian. So it's 8 for the guys, ladies at 6 o'clock on that one.
Yep.
Yes.
So. All right. And Aquinas, that was a dogfight too. Looking back at that one, 71-59, you know, that was one of those games, very, very tight second half. Again, you got down early and then had to claw your way back to get into that. But, I mean, you're only as a two-point difference in the second half. So
I know. I mean, that was one of those games where we're fouling late to get possessions back and they're making free throws and those kind of things. But, yeah, I think – you know, a big week, you know, like Sue was talking about, man, what a great chance for people who in Lenawee County who have come to the field house, you know, might be years since you've come to the field house. Seen Fred Smith Court. And I think, Coach, are you going to be there signing autographs? Are you going to be there on Wednesday?
Well, no, I think we're doing the game.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday's
going to
be. Wednesday, okay.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean.
It depends if Ian gives me a late call and then I get called a traitor. By somebody because I did a college game, but I play in Hickus our last two games. You're talking about over 50 years of basketball, where we played everywhere from Piotr Center, the old CC. Heck, people don't even realize we played a couple games at Springbrook.
Oh, no kidding.
Middle school. That's no kidding. Ben Braun and back in '76. So it's a lot of years, and it's coming to an end, and great WAC basketball, and great. So it'll be, it's going to be nostalgic, but it's something that that's been given to the community a lot of years. Just like the cancer, watching this game event on Saturday grow has been an unbelievable event, and I take my hats off to Sue and certainly Joe. I mean, it's been a great, great event. So. Yeah, I hope people show up Wednesday and Saturday. Boy, gets the basketball is flying by, isn't
it?
Yeah, oh, man.
So is that court going in?
When did we play? When did you move into the field house? When
was the first game? 78-79.
That was the first. Yeah, that first season.
November of 78.
On the floor that we replaced, or was it you played on the?
No, we played on tartan.
The rubber floor.
We played on tartan. Heck, we took teams in national tournament on tartan. Our legs would be pretty. We had to be careful because it does. It's hard on your legs.
Well, I know. I was 4 years of high school at Clinton on that floor just like that.
Well, I never had lower back issues till I got here, and the trainers were like, oh, it's probably the floor. And I'm like, what are you talking about, the floor? The floor is the floor.
So. So is that, speaking of the floor, is that going in your barn since it's got your name on it?
I'm trying to sell it. Anybody want to buy a floor? I got competing bids going on.
But you
know,
and you know, thinking that be a that floor
cut
should
out
be able to be sold because they'll be able to sand it one more time, I think.
Yeah, I do have a customer that's made an offer on it that said that. Because we had Roberts flooring out, and they said no. It wasn't Roberts. I shouldn't say who it was. But they said there was one more sanding in it, or there wasn't?
Maybe.
But now this person that the offer is that they might, there's one for sure, maybe two, which I would be surprised. But yeah. So we're
it's going to have a hole cut out of it, though. The Fred Smith part's going to be cut out.
Yeah, take one of those baseline pieces and auction off that big Fred Smith part.
He's got his first original floor. I don't think you coached a game on this new floor. You were retired by then.
No. And, yeah, we did the, I think it was 97, 98, first floor came in. We got that floor from the Civic Center down in Jackson, Mississippi. Hmm. It was a used floor, and the thing is that these floors, and I don't know, like we say, you know, I've been AD for a while, but you know, we've got a lot out of it, and hopefully somebody can use it.
Yeah,
it is amazing how many are out there. I mean, you look at the tournaments and things like that. The floors they make for events that. Somebody's putting it in.
And they sell those regional tournament floors and all that because the Connor flooring people, they're up out of the UP.
Yep.
So they sell those.
The floors, Horner is who we dealt with.
Yep, they did it too.
Years ago. But, it's quite a thing what they do is how they make these floors and then sell them because they can.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, and you even look at with the Pistons and that now, with their different floors for their different, the city nights and all that. And it's like you've got how many floors for different things? It's crazy to even think about the cost that is involved in some of that.
Well,
stuff,
in professional sports, it's not millions; it's billions of dollars now. So
yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, we got to take a time out. We'll be back with more right after this. Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University, right here. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, along with Sue Siljabek and Coach Pishoda. More right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Fred Smith, Shoda. So we can talk with her a little bit too. Coach Candace is here to talk a little bit about the ladies' team. They've been on a little bit of a roll.
Yeah, we we've been playing pretty well, just trying to keep the momentum going and keep it going.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, we've talked, you know, earlier in the year, and you know, with numbers down and getting people healthy, and I mean, you've got a really nice core right now. It seems like that kind of everybody's knowing their roles, and you're being able to take advantage of that as well.
Yeah, well, we started off by just saying stacking the days, just want to get better every day, and we're just continuing to do that, just getting better and gelling, and I think we found our identity a little bit, and we know our roles and what we're good at and what our teammates are good at, and we just want to continue to play to our strengths.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, you had 7 straight wins, and so.
Yeah, we're at seven right now.
Yeah,
that's a great run. You're going to tell me, did you see this coming? I mean, obviously your team getting better, but 7 in a row, wow.
We kept having some close games. We were dropping some close games, 1 or 2 possessions, and it was one of those things where I told him, I said, when we get one, I think we can get this thing going. But we just kept grinding it out. And then when we got the feeling of 1 and 2 and, you know, the confidence starts going through the roof a little bit, and just started stacking some wins.
Well, early on you had, you know, Lauren DeWolf was doing all your scoring, you know, then you get, you know, Tabiana, but Kanyla, and then, you know, you're getting Jams doing what she does, but it's been really nice too, because you've had really good balance scoring with it.
Yeah, well, I knew once we got Tabiana Davis back, I knew she was going to be an offensive threat and impact our team on that end. And then KT, I knew she was going to continue to just be solid overall, offensive, defensively. I tell Jam, like, when you playing under control, man, you're the most athletic kid in the gym. Just gotta continue to play under control, and she's literally our rebounder. Like, yeah. she grabs almost every rebound for us, and we definitely need that from her. And when she's not on the court, it definitely hurts us in that area.
She's like the Isaiah Stewart of you guys' team. She just does those things, and she's physical, and she's not afraid to be physical either.
No,
and sometimes,
she's not.
You know, in women's basketball, sometimes that attitude side, you know, you can do scoring or do this, but she's tough. I mean, and that's sometimes hard to get across in women's basketball sometimes, is that toughness.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I challenge them all the time to be tough. Like, I tell them, like, we have talent to win some basketball games, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to go hard and play with high energy and effort and control the things we can control, and we can control our toughness from that side of it, of wanting to win the 50-50 balls and all the energy and effort plays. And I tell them, especially on the defensive end, it takes no skill to play D. You just got to have heart and a will, wanting to get stops.
Right, right. So you got 2 this week, Rochester Christian and Aquinas. You've lost to both those 2 the first time around. So what's the key to coming out ahead this weekend, Wednesday and then Saturday?
I think just playing our basketball. I think last time we played both of those, well, especially Aquinas, we weren't ourselves that day. And I think we just got to come out and play better basketball from the effort and energy standpoint, and control what we can control. And then with Rochester, I think we match up well against them as well. Just expecting to play zone the whole game. Honestly, I think that was the main thing going into there. Thought they were going to mix it up a little bit, and they just stayed zone the entire game, which is okay. We just got to adjust and put our people in the right spots to be successful.
The one young lady that became, I don't know if she became eligible, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she was from Muskegon Community College, is that right?
Correct.
I'll tell you, if she would have played all year, Coach, I think, you know, it would have impacted you earlier on a lot of those close games, because what it did, you know, and seeing you first semester to second semester, it allowed, it put so much pressure on a few people to play well. Now you have that. If somebody can have a average night and you still can be successful, it's just giving you more, I guess, more depth from who can impact your scoring.
Yeah, no, she definitely brought an impact on the scoring side for sure. And just another body to throw in
right,
the game.
Right, and size. You know, you got you were so small.
Yeah, she's been playing solid for us. Just wanted to keep doing that. And when she's hitting shots, it definitely opens it up. And then Lauren is always occupying right. the defense as well. So if both of them can keep it going, and I always tell them, like, it's good when we can have four people in double figures, just because then we have some balanced scoring, and now it makes us a little bit harder to guard.
Yeah, and that's the key. You know, like I said, with the depth on there and with the balanced scoring, I mean, you know, Tyviana's gone off, and, you know, Lauren had her big games early, and so obviously she's going to, you know, attract more attention as well. But the more attention she can take up, then, you know, as you said, KT coming up and scoring, and now with Davis in there, it's, you know, it opens up your team a lot more to be able to maybe find that hot hand when you're sitting there with maybe one or two. It's tougher to go at people, but when you've got multiple people that go in and score, that makes you a lot tougher to defend.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I always tell them, like, our defense leads to a lot of our offense, and when we're running in transition, I think that's when we're at our best.
Well, everything is key, because right now you're what, 11-9 in the league? Is that right on what it is? What is it?
Let me pull that up.
I think you're 2 above .500, I think, and you're fifth.
Yeah, I think we are as well. I think we're
11-7 in the conference.
11-7, that's awesome. You see, and you play, you know, your last four pretty tough games, right?
Oh, yeah.
And but, you know, the key is we won't be at home, but whoever we play, if it's at 4 or 5, it's going to, you know, why not? I don't think there's a – Tech has kind of become a dominant team. At the start of the year, they weren't. You know, I think it's pretty wide open still. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think it just depends on who comes to play that night. And once the playoffs start, the records don't matter. It's just
right.
It's win or go home time at that point, and who's the better team that day. So that's kind of how I look at it. And it's funny because we don't really talk about where we're our standing within the team. Like, I didn't even from the start of the season, it was just about getting better every day. But now they're starting to pay attention to it a little bit. So, you know, you address it. But we got to keep the main thing, and not worry about the standings or anything like that.
Well, I'm looking. I mean, you're averaging almost 70 points a game. So, you know, getting up and down the floor. And that's the key, I think, for you guys, isn't it? To just get after people.
1,000%. I mean, I like the up-tempo style of play where we're going to press a little bit and get some transition buckets. Like I said, I think that's when we're at our best, when we can rebound and run.
Yeah, and your team's built that way too, so I think that helps a little bit, that you're not trying to, you know, put a square peg in a round hole. I mean, this is their style of play fits the way you want to coach them.
Oh, for sure, and we don't have size, so we got to use our speed.
Yeah. What's our rebounding numbers like, Coach? I mean, are we hanging in there on the boards as a group?
I think it depends on the game and who we're playing. And as far as matchup, I think this is such a matchup league, depending on, like, what teams match up better against each other. But when we have Jam in the game and she's not in foul trouble, I think we're solid on the defensive end. But when she's not in the game, we got to get in there and gain rebound together a little bit more.
I mean, and that's that tough thing with a stallion like that type of person, too, is that you really – you know, you love the aggressiveness. You love what she can do. But, you know, when she gets in those fouls, I mean, you have to pick and choose your battles and some of that, too. And, you know, you got to realize sometimes, okay, I got to give this one up for a second, because I can't put myself and my team in a bad position. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's hard to rein people in, because that's how they want to play.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. But I'd rather have to pull the reins back on someone than try to rev them up.
Yeah.
So with her, it's just one of those things where she has to understand, you can't get them all, and the ones that are too far away, you just got to get back on the other end.
Just get that flag football mentality on the floor. But as you said, though, it's a lot easier to try to pull somebody back than to try to get somebody to do something that they're not comfortable with or accustomed to, because, you know, to try to get somebody to be aggressive when they're not that kind of person,
mm-hmm.
It is a little, it's harder to do that than to draw somebody back in. But, the thing, looking early on this year and knowing where, somebody like Lauren that, she just has not been healthy since she's been here at Siena Heights. And to have her healthy all year long and to be able to put a full season in, good for her. I mean, it's been a tough career here at Siena with her. But, you just look back and go, God, what could have been, if she'd have been healthy. But it's got to be nice for you that, finally her final year here, that she's putting things together.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Lauren's been great since I've been here. Even last year, she didn't have much playing experience. I think she just needed a little bit of confidence and somebody to tell her, like, yo, I'm here with you. Like, yeah. just go out there and play basketball. And then she was playing fine. And you're right, last year she was kind of in and out with a little bit of injury. And especially at the end of the season when she went out, it kind of hurt us a little bit. Just because she was an offensive threat. But this year she's been hanging in there. We're going, hopefully she finishes it out strong.
So, talk a little bit about, the rest of your team. Who's are you still healthy enough, or who are you missing anybody?
No, we are 11 strong. We got okay. Everybody right now. So, which has been nice. So we just want to keep it that way and keep them all healthy for the next couple of weeks.
And it's nice that you've clinched. I know where you're at. Got those games to kind of see where you're going to be at. But it is nice knowing that, hey, we got a few left. But no matter what happens, even if we get some losses, we can learn from those. But at the same point in time, you've clinched that spot knowing you're in the playoffs. So that's got to be good, too. And is that in your mindset, making sure people are still going to be healthy and ready to go for that? Or are you just looking at, I'm going to get every W I can?
Just taking it day by day. we want to get every W we can. I think just playing good basketball right now and getting wins will help us carry that momentum into the playoffs. And we're just gonna come out and play hard. But I don't try not to look too far ahead. Just taking one game at a time.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna take time out and come back. We got one more segment here. Inside the Cave here with the basketball coaches here tonight, and we're going to talk more Saint Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit siennaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you. Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.siennaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Hey, welcome back. Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University, Jeff Bowman, along with Rev Smith, and we've got and men's basketball, Coach Candace, and also Coach Joe. And Joe, back to you a little bit. Is a few games left, you know. We've talked about the ladies clinching, and you just got to ride out the rest of these. What's your goal to finish this season off?
You know what? We're going to finish it off the same way we started, kind of very similar to Candace's approach, just one day at a time. That's what we're focusing on, getting better. Now, I will tell you this. I kind of let my assistants kind of look, you know, through the schedule with a long lens. But if we're not getting in, we're taking somebody down on our way out. So we're going to be a problem on our way out the door.
Well, and, you know, everybody on your team's, they got film, too, that they got to put out there. You know, and that's a key, too, that these guys, you know, and I know you love the effort and the way they're playing hard, but, you know, there is something to that, too. They got four games left in a Saints uniform.
Yeah, and I, you know, and that's a great point, Jeff, and it's something that we haven't really, you know, honestly, we haven't talked about it as coaches. I don't think guys haven't talked about it. And, you know, we haven't played selfish all year.
Right.
You know, in a situation where everybody's really one-year free agents.
Yeah.
You know? We haven't played like that. Now, I would have liked to have a couple guys be a little bit more assertive, you know, and start getting things done. But, you know, I think nowadays the propensity for young people to really have themselves, you know, think about themselves first and, okay, I'm going to go out and get mine, especially in this situation, it has not been in our locker room at all.
You know, one thing on that, though, you look back, you know, Tester gets his 1,000th point.
Yeah.
You know, that was special for him. You know, he's been a mainstay here for 4 years. And, you know, we talked when he was in before. He didn't even get that in high school. But to get 1,000 at Siena, that was a neat thing for him and what he's given to this program.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Since day one, you know, Jonas has been, you know, the epitome of what we want, you know, in our program as a player, as a person, as a student, just represents everything that we want, you know, in a Saints player. And, you know, if you've met his folks, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, his folks are unbelievable people. You know, he wants to, I have talked to him about his career choice. He wants to teach middle school. I'm like, all right, you need to come hang out with Claire and some of her friends for a little while on a Saturday afternoon. And then he wants to coach. And I'm like, okay, now you're really going off the deep end wanting to. But, no, he's been great.
It is interesting, though. I was actually at my granddaughter's kindergarten concert the other day. And, you know, my daughter-in-law commented because the principal over at Lincoln, she's like, oh, she's perfect for this role. And she just, you know, the way she handles these young kids. And I said, you know, it's funny when we have student athletes that come in here and talk about education, and you know, the ones that say, "Oh, I want to be a kindergarten teacher." I mean, but it's like you can look at them though and go, "Yeah, you would be better. You know, you would be okay for that." But, you know, you look at some people and go, "No, you should probably.
Oh man,
you should get it in maybe the high school or something because you're probably not going to be good with those." But yeah, middle school is that's a tough act two in there. But
yes,
you know, you got a few seniors. You know, Cy. You know, Jonas, and then you've got Danilo and George that they're going to be sending out on Saturday.
Yeah, and Jack Olas, too. Jack's going to graduate. I think he'll still have a year of eligibility to play if he chooses to, but he's going to graduate, too. So, yeah, I think the thing that I'm most proud of about this group of guys is they're just outstanding young men.
Yeah.
You know, they're just great dudes. Never had an issue off the court. Never had an issue in the classroom with any of them. I mean, they're always first guy there, last guy to leave in practice. And, you know, it's just, it's been a joy to coach them. I love the fact that they've allowed me to coach them, to challenge them, to make them uncomfortable, to help them grow as people and as players. And, you know, it'll be hard, but I know whatever they do, whatever those guys do as seniors, they're going to be successful at it because of what they've done and what they've persevered through, you know, during their career here, both to the good and the bad.
Yeah. And one more, you talked about Solbush, what he was able to do and coming in, and, you know, he's a guy that decided to come here as a freshman still. And, you know, and put his time in. And I think talk about a guy putting some film out there is a guy like that. But it's nice to see, you know, somebody that said, you know, hey, I committed to you. I'm going to stick to you, and I'm going to give it a good year. And that's got to feel good, too, with a kid like that.
You know what? And, again, it goes back to his family. You know, his folks are great people. You know, they, you know, when we made the announcement, I remember his dad calling Coach Dutton and was like, hey, we're not going anywhere. And I'm like, all right, let's go to work. And I mean, Nick has been phenomenal as a young player. Gets it early, understands, you know, growing as a player, as a young player. And I think his game has grown exponentially as a freshman, which is, man, you don't see that too many times in young players nowadays.
Yeah. And Candace, for you being a senior day, you know, you've got a few that, you know, are going to be playing their last times here. You know, we talked about Lauren a little bit, and you've got, you know, Mallory Prince, but then also Rajanique and Victorious Ron Ortiz. You know, they've been critical of this program.
Yeah, no, they've done a solid job with, especially with Lauren, just the experience she's had just with me and just being here overall. So, Lowe, Vic, Raj and Molly, they've been a good core for us, but Victoria and Lauren are the main voices.
Right.
They're our captains of the team, and I think they've been doing a good job overall of just trying to keep us together and keep us humble in a sense when we get a little excited or too high, you know. But I think they've done a good job overall and with the team.
Well, it was funny having those girls in too earlier when we had Lauren and Victoria, because, you know, Lauren's just so quiet and doesn't want to, you know, and Vic's, she's a spark plug, and you know, she's so active and just the way she handles herself. And so it's a nice little, when you talk about captains, you've got, you know, such a difference in those two.
Yeah, it's a good balance, I would say, because Lauren is more of a do it by example. She's going to go hard. She's going to do the right thing. She's going to make the right plays. But she doesn't use her voice all the time. Whereas Victoria will use her voice. So it kind of works together hand in hand for us, which is nice. But Lauren's starting to definitely become more vocal over time, and doesn't mind talking on the court, off the court, or saying the things that need to be said.
Well, and you can tell she's a coach's kid too, and I know those coach's kids most of the time are good to have.
Oh yeah, her dad's a coach, so she gets it.
Yeah,
and it's one of the, that's one thing I do love. She gets the good, the bad, and just overall, and just understands what needs to be done.
Yeah.
You know, you have really three or four kids, not limiting, but would be excellent additions to WAC rosters next year. You know, they really would. And I don't know. I know that's for you. You want them just to end up where they, you want to finish this year. But that's going to get a little dicey, I would think. And you want to tell me that Davis, her second half, show people she can play, have Sony by add Thigpen to your lineup. That's a great analysis with Beef Stew for the Pistons, because she's a go-getter. And then certainly a Finch and even Tyler, you know. But that, I know that hasn't hit yet, but I would think these WAC people, that would really help certain teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think they could be assets to a couple of different teams in conference for sure. I'm sure they'll be reaching out once the season's over. I mean, you would get coaches that compliment the players, and you kind of get an idea who's interested. But which is nice for me for this group, they haven't been focused on where they're going to go next. So they kind of just been locked into our team and wanting to win. And I think they understand now with winning – people want winners, you know. So that's the part they're just trying to finish the season strong in that aspect of it, and then they'll decide to make their decision after the season.
Yeah. Are you finding that a little bit too, Joe, with some of the coaches you played against, like, hey, that guy had a good game, or this guy I like the way he plays? Are you getting a little bit of that different than maybe what you had in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of piggyback off what Candace said. I mean, I've had a couple guys, you know, reach out. I mean, and obviously been in the league for a while, guys that know, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm not going to do anything now, but I will call you once things. I'm like, yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and that's when it is time, and I'm sure Candace will address it the same way with her girls, is, you know, it's almost that re-recruitment process all over again, where, man, get in where you fit in. You know, what fits academically, what fits, you know, basketball wise, and all those kind of things.
Well, that's it's funny. I talked with Bree Salenbein recently, you know, when she left Gonzaga and ended up at Ball State, but talking with her about the, you know, the portal process and stuff. And she said, it's funny, it's a great line, but she goes, it's like speed dating. You know, she's like, you know, really they know me a little bit. I know them. They recruited me, but she's like, it's just like, no, I don't, you know, I'll talk to you for a second and I don't want that. It doesn't fit. But she's like, it's like a speed dating process. You kind of, you know what you're looking for, and you, you know, that's who you're going to really kind of talk to more than that. And so, you know, I imagine, you know, both your teams, they kind of, I would imagine, have an idea, especially, you know, maybe going through that recruitment process the first time of what school I liked, maybe, or what coach I liked. And, you know, maybe that's something I'll, you know, look at the second time around. And so that's the interesting thing. And, you know, you guys have both seen it on both ends as well. And, you know, having to go through that again and, you know, having the kids go through it. And I know you're obviously, both of you said, it's, you know, your job now is to help them get that through that process to the next spot.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be about fit. It's one of the main thing I'll preach. And like Coach B said, academically and athletically, you want to go somewhere that's going to take most of your credits, especially for the ones that only going to have 1 year left. And then you want to go somewhere where it fits basketball-wise. You got 1 year to enjoy it. So you want it to be the right fit. And you've been in college before now, and some of them have had two different coaches now. So what style works for you, what you like best. So you kind of know what you're looking for, and then it's just about making the right decision for your a lot of them be their last year, and then I have a couple who have 2 years.
Yeah. Do you think all of them are going to want to go somewhere? Or you think maybe some of them are going, you know what, I've gone through this, and I think I just might be a student.
I think I have a couple that just are just going to end up being students. But the core, Fred mentioned, they want to go somewhere and play.
Right.
It's just a matter of where they'll end up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing in, you know, the whole climate of college basketball has changed so much. And I remember, literally, we would not take transfers. We would only take transfers where we had a need because we felt so loyal to our JV guys, you see.
Right. Mm.
And now, I mean, that sounds like archaic thinking, you know, but that's what we did. And now, you know, the one-year fit thing, you see it, Michigan redoing their roster every year, yeah. You know. Football teams redoing their rosters with 30-some transfers. But getting back to Siena, Wilson, the loss of Wilson, that's mm-hmm. his name, really hurt this team more than you can imagine.
Oh.
And
I can imagine.
Yeah, well,
I imagine it daily.
The second observation, Coach, is that you lost some non-conference games that may not have hurt you that bad. You might say in that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It gave you a chance to, you know, I mean, because if you look at your overall, you didn't play many non-conference games. Now, we had a tournament canceled, some weather issues. But looking back on it, you know, if you'd had this team, you'd like to play those games. But back then, I think you needed that time. I don't know. That's just an observation, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, for me, with 11 bodies, yes. It is nice to, yes. you know, have a weekend off with no games where they can kind of rest and we can just get up shots and just get better and focus on us. So it is nice in a sense. And I think even for the non-conference games we play, we've definitely learned some lessons and grown through some of those games, yeah. especially through the close games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is, you know, as you say, with that small roster size, you know, that's one of the things that Coach and I talked about, you know, when we did the Adrian College game. It's just like, man, how are they going to get through the season with the numbers that they have and the style of play you have?
And you're still at the same number. I mean, yeah. It says a lot, Coach.
Yeah, we're trying. We're working on it. Well, one thing I will say, the main thing was just keeping them in shape. And we're gonna go up and down. We're gonna do some transition. We don't get our goals, and we know we gotta work just as hard. So, I think just keeping them in shape. And as far as the training room, I think I'll give it to Lori and her crew. They've done a good job with them. I don't take any credit for whatever goes on in there, because I don't do anything.
Hey, I said this from the jump, like with everything that Candace has done with her group. I mean, it's easy to give Coach of the Year to someone that's got the most talent and all this kind of stuff. But for her to do what she's done, and you know, and I see it every day, and my office is right next to her. So, you know, we'll, you know, share, you know, our grievances and get some good and bad sometimes or share stories or whatever. But I think she has done a phenomenal job with this group and is warranted, you know, Coach of the Year consideration in the league to take what she has and mold it and shape it to where they are now. Unbelievable job. And I'm not saying it just because she's sitting here, but it's, man, unbelievable job.
But, you know, and I think the girls love the fact, too, that with this style of play and with limited bodies, you know, you got to get down for it. You got to do some things. And that's a fun way to play, and I think the girls are probably enjoying that style, too, that it's not so, you know, regimented as far as on the floor. I mean, yes, you have sets and things you have to do, but, you know, as you say, most of it starts off the defense and transition and things like that. And so, you know, to be able to get up and down and have fun, and I think that's probably, you know, the girls probably really enjoy that.
I think they do. I think they enjoy that style of play for sure. Overall, because everyone likes just to get out and run. Sometimes, though, we got to play under control. I think that's just the main thing of teaching them, like, when we have the numbers and when we don't, and when to pull it out and when to go.
Right.
So just keep honing in on all those little details. But, no, I think they do enjoy playing at that pace.
Well, again, we got Wednesday night, Rochester Christian for both of you, and then Saturday, the Pink Game, Pink Day. And so Wednesday night, it's free for anybody in Lenawee County with an ID. And, again, it would be Saturday, but, you know, the money is going to a great cause. So we got to make you pay on Saturday. So,
yeah.
But get out there. Again, there's a lot of fun stuff. Some great food, some baskets and some things. So get out and enjoy that. And we'll be out there with a cave for both games too. So, again, guys, you know, good luck the rest of the way with you, Joe and Coach. You know, get ready for the playoffs too.
Thank you. That's the plan.
That's right. All right. Well, this has been Saints Sports Weekly with you. We got AC All Access with Ian coming up next, and we'll be back next week. We're going to be at Aubrey's for the spring coaches preview show. So we'll have some fun with that. But just keep it going right here, Saints Sports Weekly, right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.